grateful you are here with us today on It's a Family Affair. Your host, Raquel, and her guests are here to open your minds and hearts to find acceptance in the family you've been given and the ones you've chosen. Through conversations of inspiration, doubt, perseverance, and fear, we all learn to appreciate and find peace in the family dynamic. Let's talk.
Barry, are you there with us? Okay, so we'll get that situated. Barry, just released, he's going to be sharing with us, how to use music as, a tool of transformation, to be able to use music as therapy within our family activities, and how to use it to unify our families. Barry, I think you're with us now.
I am.
Hi, thank you. So, I was just telling our audience, about your great book and some of the things, and that's talking about, how we can use music to help heal our family, use it as tools of transformation, use it as therapy for our family. So why don't you tell us about what inspired you to do this awesome book and create these programs?
Well, I've been doing music for 25 years. At least 25 years, actually much more than that. And I started to play music as a child. And so music was always a big part of my upbringing, in terms of music in the house and for me basically to venture out into music as a career was something that I knew that I always wanted to do. And my path changed several times over the process of becoming a record producer. I began to really use it as a 9-to-5 job. It wasn't what I thought it would be, and I started to really lose my love for music and the basis of it connecting to my heart on a deeper level. So I started to create music in a different way for myself initially to move out of anxiety and stress within a type A New Yorker being in the music business. And I started to let music come through me as opposed to composing it. And this is really what kind of opened up my path to creating healing music, was initially it was a vehicle for my own healing. And then it moved out into helping people. We started getting transformational endorsements of how people were using it, everything from birthing children to working in hospices, and it led me to really want to research, why my music was helping people, not just, in the mental, emotional, and spiritual capacities, but actually physically. And that's really what led to the book, is wanting to share the research that I conducted over a five-year period, and also sharing practices and ways to implement programs for people to use music beyond art and entertainment. That's really what it's about, is reconnecting the heart through music.
So you kind of had your own healing process that kind of worked yourself out through being a music producer and then realizing, wait, there's a little bit more to this, and allowing yourself to go a little deeper within your own work and production.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, for most of us, we sometimes have a vision of what our purpose is, and then when we achieve it, it's not always exactly what we thought it was, So we change on a daily basis, our vibration changes, and with that, we have to reinvent ourselves, to reconnect with our purpose. And so I went through this process of reinvention, from producing 4-minute songs, pop songs, that took 100 hours to produce, to creating hour-long pieces that only took a few hours to produce.
Isn't that amazing? Because it's just pure, and it's just coming out and it's flowing. It's a miracle. That's magic right there. That is so awesome. So it's funny because what I'm hearing you too is so many of us go through that. Sometimes they just call it a midlife crisis where kind of doing what you thought you wanted, and it kind of takes you right to that point, and then you realize it's not deep enough. you know, and you go a little bit deeper, and then you realize, oh, okay, this feels good, this feels better. And then it just starts to flow, like, what did I ever do without this?
Yeah, and I think, you know, when we're moving through our spiritual path as well, that, you know, sometimes our professional life needs to catch up to that. And what I had done was I created these walls. You know, I said, okay, this is my pop music, and this is my spiritual music, right? And I'm sure you've heard the term, you can only serve one master.
Yep.
And so I came to the realization that all of my music is spiritual, and that really I was oversimplifying. I think a lot of people do. We oversimplify music. You know, music is a complex delivery system, you know, of frequency, harmonics. You're also having the composer's emotions and intentions within that music. And, you know, moving through this process of my self-healing made me realize that everything that I put into my music, people feel. So I really need to be clear and create processes for myself that allow me to be aligned with my intention. So if I had an intention to create a loving piece of music, it would be important for me to be in a loving state when I composed it, because that music that I'm composing creates a field that people pick up on. And I think that's really is one of the biggest messages in the book, is that your intention, your words, your vibration, right, they all go into your day. You know, and whether you're a musician or you're a doctor treating patients, that our words carry vibrations just like our music does. And, you know, we have to really be aware and create presence in every day of our lives. And music, you know, restarts that conversation with our hearts.
Absolutely. Well, because it is already such an integrated part of our life. You know, we're hearing it in commercials, we're hearing it in our car, our kids are listening to it, it's new, it's rap, it's this, it's that. So it's just, where does this come from? I mean, such a, I mean, music has been with us age old, but really paying attention. And again, that's awareness. So it's a beautiful thing to allow music to start to tune ourselves, because we're vibrational. We're definitely vibrational beings. So when we come back, I definitely want us to take it a little bit more, because one of the examples you used was how you had to get in that space in order to create. You had to get in this vibration because you understood that that's where the music was going to come from. And I want to kind of cross over into our families, because that's what happens. Those relationships, we're at that vibration, and it vibrates throughout our household. You know, whether it's a step family, blended family, all of these different elements, but it vibrates throughout our energy source, and what we're giving off vibrates. So I'd love to come back and talk about that and how we can use it to really unify our families and pay attention to the vibrations, the good vibes we're giving off. So we'll be back, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're here
sounds
with Barry Goldstein. Sounds great. See you in a bit.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
We want to welcome you with open arms to our family, to our tribe. We know that there are many ups and downs with family. Raquel Benavides' Facebook page, It's a Family Affair, offers encouragement, laughter, and solid advice as we all go through this process we call family. Come hang out. Share your story.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to It's a Family Affair. You're here with Raquel Benavides and our guest, Barry Goldstein. And we're here tonight. We're talking about The Secret Language of the Heart. And Barry's background is in music, and he's just released this fabulous book teaching us how to utilize music to engage in communications and empower ourselves. So Barry, we were just kind of leading up and talking about the vibration, and you shared your experience about how you realized you had to be at a higher vibration and in that, you know, sweet spot for you to really manifest and create and allow the music to flow through you. And so I'd love for us to talk about how that works in a family dynamic.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, within a family dynamic, music can play such a major role in each as individuals, but also as a family, because obviously, you know, each person's musical taste represents something about them. And so I think when we look at music as beyond music and beyond art and entertainment, and we actually treat it like a language, and that language actually is constantly speaking to our hearts. If we listen to it, we're constantly getting clues and intuition about people's different music and why they like that music and how is it representing something that might be going on in their lives. So I think within the family dynamic, the most important thing that we can do is talk about music, listen to music together, and know that that person is listening to a piece of music for a reason. You know, so I think a lot of parents tend to want to turn off what their kids are listening to, you know, because they don't necessarily resonate with that type of music. You know, they don't necessarily like hip-hop or they don't like heavy metal. But there's something in that music that their child is relating to, you know, whether it's the lyrics or the rhythm. And, you know, as opposed to shutting it down, what would happen if you create conversation with it and ask one more question? So what is it about that song that you love? And it could open up this whole conversation that would not have been previously had.
Yeah, so that's fabulous. So, like, you know, a parent, adults, anyone that is raising these young teens, it's, like, very important for us to keep an open mind, because what I'm hearing you say is that it's another communication tool. It's a communication tool for them to express indirectly what they might be feeling, what they might like themselves to, you know, in the likeliness of a song, whether it's a celebratory song or a, you know, victimized song. But for us as the adults to really listen to that, because that's another form of communication.
Right. And yeah, it might be a form of expression for them. So if they're listening to really angry music, you know, the music might be actually helping them to express that. So, if, you know, if you're telling them, don't listen to that music, you know, where's that anger going? You know, I'm not saying as long as they're not hurting anybody, they're not hurting themselves, you know, but it's a way. You know, I know when I was a kid, I listened to some heavier music, and when certain lines came up in the song that I loved, you know, I would have fun with it and scream with it and play guitar with it, you know, and it was just an unbelievable way for me to release things that were going on within my life. And I know that all of my friends, so now I'm going way back, I'm going to date myself here, but I grew up in the Bronx in New York, and all of my friends had a half an hour to play their mixtape, whatever that might be, right? And we hung out in a park called Pebble Lounge. And it was a very diverse neighborhood, so we'd have everything from salsa to beginnings of hip-hop, Bruce Springsteen, The Grateful Dead, you name it, it was being played. And we all had a half an hour to listen to each other's music, you know, and that's when I realized how important music was to express ourselves, because we didn't have self-help books then. You know, this was our self-help, you know, and we had lots of things going on in the family, from alcoholism to whatever else was going on in our private settings. And music was a way to communicate that in a safe ground for us. And it's the same within that family dynamic, you know, and we have to make that place safe for our children to voice themselves.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things, too, like with families, when I'm hearing you share that story, like within your neighborhood and having this diverse neighborhood, I'm thinking, how cool is that for, like, a blended family? Or to kind of say, well, let's everybody play, everyone gets a half hour to play their own music. And again, using that as a conversation tool opens it up to be like, I never knew he liked that. I didn't even you know, helps the kids get to know each other, the parents get to know their stepchildren and the blended family. That would be a great tool and fun to do just using your everyday music. How powerful
is
that?
Yeah, how cool is that? And, I mean, the parents as well share their songs. And, you know, kids, when they hear some of those older songs, they're like, oh, I know that song. This guy did that. They know the remake of it. You know, they don't know the original one of it. But, you know, there's common ground that's created within that as well. And if you make it part of family activities, you know, where they realize that music makes the moments more special, you know, you can start to plug in music in different ways. You know, you can plug in a piece of relaxing music before mealtime, you know, to kind of settle everybody in and have more of a feeling of bonding within the family. You can have a song after dinner that is more up and everyone just gets to move and dance to it and have fun. You know, so music defines and creates memories. And that's what most of us don't realize. When you utilize a piece of music to create ceremony or create space, you're creating unbelievable memory that's going to be an anchor for that child for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really important.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is again, I'm going back to, like, the diversity of music. Because, you know, we're the self-help industry now. This is it. When we hear words like family healing and, you know, music and therapy, we kind of go to, like, the singing angels, the Tibetan monks. You know, we go to this, like, Om Shanti type of things, and it's not that. Like, music in every day, and now I have to bring up Prince. With his passing, all of a sudden, it's like, I guarantee every parent that thought he was the worst of the worst of any kind of, you know, example, it's all of a sudden seeing the beauty in his music.
And outside of his music as a humanitarian as well. But I think that's really it is, you know, our different music is important. And it's not just like New Age or chanting music. It all has a time and space. But what we're finding out in research now, and this is scientifically based, is that preferred music is the most powerful in that. So even within Alzheimer's patients, right, who are losing memories, they find that if they ask them the families what music they listened to before they got the disease, and they create playlists for that it actually allows them to access some of those memories where other modalities could not. So think about how powerful that is for the family, because obviously, you know, memory loss is a debilitating thing to be in and to watch. And it's preferred music. It's not necessarily classical, you know. It could be Count Basie or Frank Sinatra that connects them to those memories. So when you're connecting your children with these memories, it could literally be a lifeline for them, you know, 80 years later.
Yes, yes. So even asking again, having the conversation, listening in, taking the time, knowing who we're with in our family, that's so important. It, you know, really is intimacy. So many times we just kind of go along labeling our lives, right? Not even really paying attention to the music dad is listening to, you know, in the other room. So I love, like, using it as a tool to really bring the family together. One of the things you talk about, too, though, in how we can use music is, you know, in reversing negative mindsets. So I think a lot of times within a family, you know, if there's conflict, 9 times out of 10, it's because we want to be right, correct? It's like, well, I'm right, you're wrong. And that's just the bottom line. So how can we use music to kind of shift that? Maybe it's used if there's a conflict and, you know, how we can engage in that or, you know, take a break, you know, how could that be used?
Well, I'm gonna throw another tool at you that's really great.
Okay.
And, you know, I think when we're in that place where we're trying to be right, right, and we're that becomes more important, right, than somebody else's point of view, then we're obviously in a place of ego, right? And that is a disconnect from the heart. And I think that, you know, we are going through that in our consciousness now and in our world. There's just so much disconnection from the heart because we're looking constantly to be stimulated by our mind, right? We're constantly on the internet. We can only watch 30 seconds of a video before we get bored. And for me, the reconnection to the heart happens with reconnecting to what I call your inner music or your inner symphony. So in those moments of crisis, you know, for the family to take a break and, you know, place your hands on your heart together, you know, close your eyes and allow yourself to feel your heartbeat moving through you. You know, these are the sounds that, you know, we're given that are our lifeline or our umbilical cord to our spiritual self. And so listening to the heart, listening to our breath, take a couple of breaths together. And, you know, there's a process in the book called the Heart Song Breathing Process where we're bringing the breath through the bottom of our feet, connecting with Mother Earth, connecting with the breath from the top of our head and connecting to Father Sky where we surrender, right? And then integrating that breath in our heart and out through our heart. And this three-breath process is really powerful to do in that family setting because everyone, you know, as you release a sigh and you go on your out of breath, you're releasing that essence of ego, and you're like, oh, maybe I wasn't right. You know, maybe I need to see that person's point of view because you're coming back to your heart, you know, out of that analytical mind that has to be right.
And I do believe that breath is the first sound of music. I do believe it's the first, you know, it's just the on the you know, it's so, so powerful. So
And your heart is the leader of the orchestra. Your heart is the drummer. It's setting the tempo in your body. You know, so reconnecting with your heart in that way where you're beginning to listen to your own heartbeat. And when you're doing that together, right, you are in training. You know, you're in training with each other emotionally as well. And you come into a harmony with that person. You know, and all these words, musical words, are inbred in our societies, but we don't think of applying them in the same way.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, Gray, that's some powerful stuff right there. That is just really, really good because it is the harmony of the family, you know, how we're coming together, creating that space. So if anyone's listening, the thing, too, that True Anger listeners is that you could be the oldest adult teen in the house. You could be the mom in the house. You could be the dad in the house. It's just if someone brings it to the forefront. You don't have to all maybe start to agree to take that action, but if you make that little change in yourself, if you maybe start that breathing exercise for yourself, if you maybe listen and share the music with your family that you absolutely love, you know, give them some insight into you. I've always been a music lover, and I always kind of just keep it to myself. I have my headphones on. No one knows what I'm listening to. And hearing you is just inspiring me to say, ah, I need to share this with my kids. You know, I need to share this with my dad. So that's just a beautiful way to bring the family in harmony. It's absolutely awesome. So I would love, we could just, you know, Barry, we could go on, of course, as always. This 30-minute always comes up short. But if you want to learn more about the secret language of the heart, and I think Barry tied together perfectly, you know, we're using music as a communication tool, as another language, and more seeing that music and feeling it in your heart, you know, letting that drumbeat be the beginning of the pulse that it's creating and starting within yourself. That's very, very powerful to allow that music to flow through you. So you can get Barry's awesome book. It's The Secret, again, The Secret Language of the Heart. Amazon, all the main stores, right, Barry? Anything specific?
Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know, any place to type in, it will be there.
Yes, yes. And, of course, you can always connect with Barry directly through Facebook. You can connect through him on his website, Twitter accounts. So we would love to hear more about you. We would love to hear more about your impacts. Try some of these techniques that Barry has shared with you today. Try some of these opportunities to share music and let us hear your feedback on our Facebook page. It's a Family Affair. So thank everyone for being with us. Barry, thank you for being with us and sharing your awesome experiences. And we will be here next week. See you then.
Thank you.
Much gratitude and appreciation for sharing this time with us today on It's a Family Affair with Raquel. Take time this week to fill your own family in love and acceptance, and remember to take care of you. You can't give what you don't have. If you'd like to connect with Raquel, just reach out on It's a Family Affair Facebook page. Until next week, much love always.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.